Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we spend time praying and focusing on the being thankful, this week we're looking at attributes of God and how they ought to influence our thankfulness. And today's focus is on being thankful for God's presence. Psalmist writes in Psalm 75, verse 1, and he says, "We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks for your name is near. People tell of your wonderful deeds." There's something special about knowing that God is near. Just as there's something special when we go through life of knowing the nearness of someone else. It's one of the things that loneliness is such a tough thing on people. It's because they begin to feel, and it begins to become true at times, that there's no one near. No one nearby. They may not need anything. They may not have anything to say. But there's comfort in knowing someone's close by. When I work in the building at night, it's always a different feeling when I know I'm there all alone. And all of the noises and creaks and groans of the building sound different when no one's near. But on the occasions that I know that someone else is in the building, that's supposed to be in the building, working also, taking care of things that they need to do, those sounds that get my attention no longer seem to be so loud. They no longer seem to even be heard at times, because I know that someone at least is nearby. When we live life, God has promised that He would never leave us or forsake us. He has promised that His Spirit is with us, those that have been clothed with Christ. Part of the benefit package, if you will, of coming to Jesus, it's those instructions out of Acts where Peter says and tells the crowd to repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of their sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we know that God is near. And I love the psalm that I read earlier, because not only are people being thankful for God, they're being thankful for His nearness to them, the nearness of His name. That He's just as close as calling out. But it's within the context of knowing the presence of God is with them that they tell of His wonderful deeds. The focus in that verse isn't so much specifically about being thankful for what God does. It's the awareness of His presence that leads us to talk about Him, to tell of what He's done in our life. You see, out of sight, out of mind is a real thing for many of us. And we don't talk about God. We don't talk about the things that He's done in our life, not because He hasn't done anything, not because we're unaware, but we forget. We just don't think about it. We go through life on autopilot. We kind of cruise through the good things. And when we live with a greater thankfulness of God's presence, we are more likely to talk about what He's doing, what He has done, and even what He will do. You see, it's this awareness of His presence that reminds us of His consistency, of His faithfulness now, His faithfulness in the past, and His faithfulness in the future. There's something about living with an attitude of gratitude that changes our interactions with others. We can deal with things that are unpleasant. We can deal with things that aren't what they should be. We can work towards those changes when we are able to see the good, when we're able to see the things to be thankful for. And God ought to be at the top of that list. And His presence. One of the great comforts, I believe, to Moses specifically, to the people of Israel when they thought about it, as they journeyed from Egypt to the Promised Land, as they spent time in the wilderness, was this ever-present pillar of fire or cloud at night. Cloud at the day, the pillar of fire at night. That was the presence of God leading them, was the presence of God over them as they camped out. And here's the thing, even when we have physical reminders that God is near, it's still easy to forget. They did. But whether they forgot or not, they at least acted like at times as they could, well, live outside of His notice. And as we learn to be thankful for God's presence, we remind ourselves that He is present. And that reminder ought to change the way we live. You see, not only is the presence of God meant to be a comfort, I believe it's also meant to be a boundary. A restraint of some fashion, if you would. Growing up on a farm, there were things that I was likely to do if I thought I was at a place that Mom or Dad weren't present. And I would try things and things that maybe not were not so wise, things that might have been a little bit dangerous when I was outside of their eyesight, or at least thought it that I was. And their presence always made me think twice, at least, before I would act, before I would do. And yes, their presence was a comfort, at least most of the time. In the times that it wasn't, it was generally because I was caught misbehaving. And their presence reminded me of that. And just as much as we are thankful for God's presence as the comfort that we need in life, we ought to be thankful for His presence as the correction that we need in life. Knowing that His desire is that we would walk in the way that we ought to walk. That we would live in the way that would please and honor Him. That His presence would remind us of how we ought to represent Jesus. You see, today, as you go through life, you have the choice. You can go through life as if you're on your own. Or you can go through life today thanking God for His presence. And when we live with a continual thankfulness for His presence, I think and I believe that it will change the way we deal with almost everything else. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And in Your love, You never leave us, You never forsake us. Your presence goes with us wherever we are. The psalmist writes, he says, where could I hide? If I even wanted to. If I go to the highest of highs, You're there. If I go to the depths of the sea, You're there. From the place that the sun rises to the place that it sets, you are already there. So God, today I thank You for Your ever-present being. For the power of Your Spirit to dwell within us and to go with us. For the knowledge and awareness that you're just a prayer away, you're in earshot. And we're never hidden from Your sight. And so God, today may we live with a greater thankfulness for the comfort that comes from knowing that You are near. And may we live with a greater conviction knowing that You are near, that You are aware of our thoughts and our actions. May Your presence help us to constantly seek what is right and good. Father, today as we live life, as we live with a greater awareness of Your presence, may we throughout the day be thankful. And may that thankfulness help us to live differently today. And may the way that we live help others to see Jesus. May it lead us to speak more of the wonderful deeds that You have done in our life. May we share those with others out of a spirit of gratitude. That the words that we share about our relationship with You would be encouraging words, would be words that not only build up Your reputation to those that don't know You, but words that attract them to You. Father, as we live with a thankfulness for Your presence, may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have. So that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.